I spied a jelly mountain, I chased it to the sea. I waded in with a banana skin and had it for my tea. I swam across the channel and climbed up onto France. I said the 12 times table, the French for gloves is Gantz. Oh, jelly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jelly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, jelly, I love you truly, dear. Oh, jelly, I love you cheap as well. D'accord. A slight curve. An insecure man decided to live below a mountain, so he dug a tunnel till he came to the middle. But his ruler had a slight curve, and he came out a quarter of the way round. However, all the healthy exercise inside the mountain cured his insecurity. So he just laughed and went back to his wife and children and grandchildren and in-laws. The distant pain.
Oh, oh, doctor, oh, doctor, I'm so glad you've come.
Why, what's the trouble, man?
Oh, doctor, oh, I've such a pain.
A pain? Where's your pain?
Oh, over there in the corner.
I'm a busy man, I've no time for your nonsense. What do you mean?
Oh, doctor, it's a bit difficult to explain. Sit down and I'll tell you. Last night when I went to sleep, when I go to sleep, I dream.
Well, of course, everybody dreams.
I always leave my body when I dream. I leave my body in the bed and go elsewhere.
Of course.
And I was over there at the other side of the room after I'd finished what I was doing in my dream, and I was just about to come back to myself when suddenly a big fellow ran up to me with a loftsman's mallet and hit me right in the sconce, knocked me flat. Oh, a terrific... Oh, when I think of it, a terrific crack knocked me flat to the ground.
How unfortunate.
It was. There was I lying unconscious at the other side of the room, and here was my body over in the bed.
Yes?
Well, when I woke up in the morning, and naturally I couldn't get back into myself, when I woke up in the morning, there was me over there unconscious. My body had gone, but the pain was still there. Oh, doctor, it's such a pain. I wish you could cure it for me.
Ah, this presents some difficulty, you understand.
Couldn't you bring the pain over to my body and put it on my head?
Well, I'll have a try if you like. Just you tell me when I touch it, will you?
Here, did you say? No, further over, by the cupboard. That's right. Further down. It's on the floor. Oh, don't take it. Oh, doctor, that was it.
Now I'll just approach it again to locate it exactly. Now if I can get my hand under...
Ow!
It's right down on the ground. I can't get my hand underneath it. We're snookered. Let me think. There must be another way. Ah, tell me. I don't know if this will work, but we can try it. Have you any meat in the house? Oh, no, no meat in the house. Or fish? No, nothing like that. I've got an egg. An egg? What kind of egg? A hen's egg, of course. All right, bring it in to me. All right. Oh, doctor, would you go and get it for me? It's outside in the egg safe. Here it is. Now I'm going to put the egg over here in the corner, exactly where the pain is. This may hurt a little, but it shouldn't be overwhelming.
Oh, take it easy. Oh,
right. There she is, right on the pain. Now let's open my bag. Here you are, a cocaine spray. I'm going to freeze the pain into the egg. That's it from all sides. Give it a moment or two. Now I'm lifting it. Can you feel it changing direction? Yes, it's over by the window now, the pain. I'll bring it over to you. Shut your eyes and see if you can locate it. It's up by the light. It's on the floor. It's beside the bed. It's beside me. Open your eyes. Gosh, doctor, the pain's right in the egg and I can barely feel it. I'll leave your little embrocation, and here's a piece of red flannel. Now listen, embrocate it after 2 hours, and it'll be gone by the morn.
Oh, thank you, doctor, thank you. There's just one point. When the pain goes, can I eat the egg?
You're a bit of a masochist, aren't you?
I had a good time. First we had jelly on bread, then we had meat on a plate. I think it was a good old cow. We stood in our socks and we danced, and the music played. It was a fiddle and a drum. I danced with Betty, I smelled her breath. It was like bluebells. Then we had a cup of tea and a cake. I wish we had parties every day. I felt Jenny's leg under the table. It was rough and hard and chilly. Then she told and I had to go home. My daddy gave me 50p. Mammy gave me a slap. I went to bed and heard them laughing in the kitchen. Next day at school, Jenny made me feel it again.
Our last language episode is based on the child-parent relationship.
Jaka líbezná vůně, tato. To budou drůbky k večeri. Papa, što je to za zápach takový prijatný? U nás kusíně potrachá na úžin. Ty oreo mi rodia, baba. Siko taky a puljon, ja cajine.
Nice one, eh? It means... What a beautiful smell, Dad. Is it giblets for tea? May we have a repeat, Mr. Edwards?
Certainly, Mr. Cutler. Jaka líbezná vůně, tato. To budou drůbky k večeri. Papa, što je to za zápach takový prijatný? U nás kusíně je potrachá na úžin. Ty oreo mi rodia, baba. Siko taky a puljon, ja cajine.
Thank you, Dylan Edwards.
You're welcome. Ditto in Czech, Russian and Greek.
Rubber tie.
Once I was a little boy, I had a rubber toy. Oi, 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 what a toy. I opened up its lips and spat in lots of pips. Now my toy is full of forest. Oi, 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 a forest for a toy. What a lovely toy for a very little boy. Once I was a little girl, my head was in a whirl.
Ay, 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 I'm a girl.
I climbed a slippy tree for all the boys to see, and they gasped at how clever I was.
Ay, 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 I nearly touched the sky. What a lovely thing to do, to be so very high.
When the forest grew too big, it burst out of my toy. Hee, 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 lucky me. I give it lots of light, but girls climb up at night. Now my forest is full of girls. Hee, 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 a girl on every tree. What a lovely sight for a little boy like me.
The foot kerchief. Son, wipe your knees.
I can't, Mammy, I've lost my foot kerchief.
Here, use mine. Now wipe your knees.
These words halted me as I walked by the disused factory wall.
Here was someone I could understand. I strode over and shouted, "Show me your footkerchief." She showed me. With a howl of joy, I took her into my arms and pressed her close to me, laughing wildly all the time. "Footkerchief, footkerchief," I mumbled into her ear. I was interrupted by a large, jolly man who pulled us apart without ceremony and said, "Are you embracing my wife?" Then, with a tremendous, jolly laugh, he flung me to the ground and planted one foot on my chest. "Let me up! Let me rise!" I shouted. "No, no, no! Ha, ha, ha! No, no!" he laughed. "Just you stay down there." I lifted his trouser leg, the one that was on his chest, pulled his black sock down, and scratched. You know that little hollow under the ankle bone, the one where you sometimes see little veins? But he paid me no heed. Thick-skinned, I suppose. He was talking about shopping, how he'd done a lot of shopping, and he went through each item and all the bargains he'd made. The child, meantime, was standing facing the wall. I prized myself from under the jolly man's foot, ran over to the woman, and once again seized her in my embrace, whispering, "Footkerchief, footkerchief," my hand exploring the back of her head, caught in the hair at the nape of her neck. But, alas, not for long. The big jovial man sundered us and threw me to the ground, laughing furiously. This time, instead of putting one foot on me, he put both feet, one on my chest and one on my stomach. And as he went on telling his wife about his purchases, he would jump after each purchase, like, "I bought a big bunch of bananas, jump. I bought a pound of apples, jump. I bought 3 dozen oranges, jump," and so on. "Stop it, stop it," I screamed. "Shut up," he screamed back. "Jump. I bought a loaf of bread, jump." The woman, whom I was beginning to suspect was his wife, said, "Enough's enough," and they walked away. I scrambled to my feet. The woman turned her head, and with a glorious smile suffusing her face, threw me her wig. My next album.
A bird was flying in the air. I rose to my feet and caught its bony leg between my finger and my thumb. It snapped my arm at the wrist. I hadn't on my specs and didn't realize it was an eagle. "Eagle, bring back my hand. Bring back my hand that you snapped at the wrist." "No," he chirped. "I'm an eagle. Do you really expect a different reply?" I said, "No." "All right, here's your stupid hand. My fledglings have all your LPs. They think you're cool." I said, "Thanks a lot, eagle. Tell the kids I'll put you in my next album."
Growing season. It is the growing season. From his ruddy bed, the farmer listens with grim satisfaction to the muffled noise of exploding poultry, picturing his daughter's consternation as she stoops to gather the breakfast eggs.
I spied a jelly mountain, I chased it to the sea. I waded in with a banana skin and had it for my tea. I swam across the channel and climbed up onto France. I said the 12 times table, the French for gloves is Gantz. Oh, jelly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jelly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, jelly, I love you truly, dear. Oh, jelly, I love you cheap as well. D'accord.